Adobe.com got hacked recently, and over 150 million people's user information was leaked. Was your email address part of that leak? I was surprised to find out that mine was. Today I'll show you an easy way to check the leaked information to see if your email is in there. And we'll look at some of the silly passwords that people use thinking they're safe.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
You are tuned in to the Computer Tutor podcast, which happens every Monday morning. My name is Scott Johnson, and I am so glad you joined me today. I've been doing all kinds of computer work for my clients all over the country since 1999, and if you're new to the show, this is the place where you can learn things that are of practical use. You know, I don't use the big technical words. We just have actual tips and tricks that you just might find useful. Now, today's information can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/066. And if you're having problems with your computer, there's a good chance I can help no matter where you're located. Just give me a call at 727-254-9078. Or you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. So let's get started. Adobe was in the news recently. You may have heard about it. They came out initially and announced that their computer system was hacked. In the beginning, they said that the user information was leaked for just a little under 3 million customers. Then they followed it up with additional announcements, and that number kept increasing. And the final tally was about 150 million people that had their email address and other information exposed. If you use good, strong passwords when you create an account, and you don't use the same password at multiple websites, you should be fine. Unfortunately, that doesn't apply to most people. So what I recommend is that you check to see if your email address was part of that 150 million database leak, and then we'll talk about what you need to do at this point. And you might be wondering, well, how do I check to see if my email address was part of that list? Well, thanks for asking. There's a website set up that makes it really easy. The actual address of that website is adobe.cynic.al. But you can also get to it by going to my show notes for this episode, which are at computertutorflorida.com/066. When you go there, just enter your email address and click the search button. It's going to come back and either tell you your email address was not found, so nothing to worry about, or that your email address was found and that you should change your password immediately with Adobe. But that's not all you need to do. That password you used at adobe.com, have you used that password, the same one, anywhere else? If you have, you need to go to those other sites and change it there also. Yes, I know it's a pain. And yes, I know it might take you a while to change all of them if you have a lot of online accounts and you use the same password at several of them or all of them, but you still need to do it. But I don't want you to do it just because I said you should do it. You need to understand what the potential risk is here. Let's say you have an account at adobe.com. The email address you have in their database is catlover89@hotmail.com, and the password you used is 123456, which actually was the most popular password among Adobe customers. Almost 2 million of them used that password, but we'll get to that in a minute. So your email address and password were leaked when Adobe had their problem. Well, what do you think a hacker will do when he knows your email address and your password for Adobe.com? Well, of course, he would then go to Hotmail, since he knows you use Hotmail, and try to log in with the same password. And in a lot of cases, the password would be the same, so now he has access to your email. Then he moves on to PayPal, tries logging in with your email address and password. Now he has access to your PayPal account. And since he has both your PayPal and your email account, he can change your PayPal password, so not only does he have access, he's made sure you don't have access because you don't know the new password. In fact, you won't even know that the password got changed until you try to log in, and you can't because he changed the password. Then he logs into your Amazon account, orders some stuff, pays for it with your PayPal account, and he has it shipped to an address of a nearby unoccupied house that he knows of. The tracking number is going to be sent to your email, which he controls, so he knows exactly what day the packages will arrive, so he can go and pick them up when UPS leaves them on the porch. And you won't even know the order took place until you get your credit card statement next month. And we haven't even talked about how he can get into your online banking, your Facebook account, your retirement account. Are you starting to get the picture here of the headache that you could be dealing with? There are people that are going through this every day, and it's all because you used a weak password or you used the same password in several places. So yes, it'll take a little bit of time to fix this problem, but it's well worth it in order to avoid the problems you could face by not fixing it. And let me just insert here just a brief bit of shameless self-promotion. If this whole thing just seems too overwhelming to you, I can understand that. If you want, I can help you get this all resolved, and I can do it remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're right here in the Tampa Bay area or anywhere else. I always approach things like this in a very organized manner and will make sure that your accounts are secure so you don't have to worry about it. Now, I just wanted to take a look at some of the passwords that were revealed in the Adobe database. By far, the most popular one, as I mentioned, was 123456. And number 3 on that list of passwords is just the word password. Number 14 on the list is one that I'm especially surprised at. It's just the numbers 1234. So, you know, it's not so surprising that someone would use that for a password, since most people just aren't aware of how easily that would be guessed. What is amazing is that Adobe would have password guidelines that would even allow someone to use a 4-digit password. And if you look at this list, you can tell some people were at least trying to be a little creative and original in the passwords they chose. Like number 46, that password is 1QAZ2WSX. Now, if you look at a computer keyboard, you can see how they came up with that pattern. So I'm sure these people were thinking, hey, look at me, I'm creating a password that no one else will use, and I'll be able to remember it easily because of that keyboard pattern. But that theory kind of falls apart when you see that more than 22,000 other Adobe customers came up with the exact same pattern and, of course, the exact same password. So they weren't quite as original as they thought they were. And I've mentioned this before, but the absolute best solution for creating a good, strong password and storing all your passwords securely so you don't have to remember them is a free program called LastPass. You can get it at lastpass.com. Now, before I duck out here, I want to thank you once again for your votes for the Computer Tutor Podcast in the 9th Annual People's Choice Podcast Awards. A lot of you let me know that you voted every day or almost every day. Now, voting closed last Friday, but the actual results won't be announced until January 5, and that's going to happen at the New Media Expo Podcast Awards Ceremony out in Las Vegas. I won't be there, but I will be watching the live stream of the event, so, and you'll be able to see that if you want to at podcastawards.com. You know, my podcast really is honestly quite a long shot to win. Some of those podcasts have huge audiences. There's one in the technology category, that's where I'm at, that I listen to every week. It's a podcast called Security Now, and it's hosted by Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte. You may have heard Leo Laporte on the radio. He has a radio show called The Tech Guy. In addition to the radio show, he does like 15 or 20 podcasts. He makes millions of dollars each year. And to put things into perspective, my podcast is currently getting like 5,000 or 6,000 downloads per month. The Security Now podcast gets around 70,000 downloads for each weekly episode. Anyway, we'll find out in early January how it all turns out, but either way, I really do appreciate your votes. All right, I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.